But the Omad Baal Kaira, let's say the first one, the one that was carrying the beam, stopped in the middle of Rishus Rabbim, which is not Urchit, not normally, not supposed to stop in the middle of Rishus Rabbim. Then the back one, the one carrying his Chavius, bumped into him, is Chayiv. Then the Baal Kaira is Chayiv. But the Omad Baal Chavius Amoid, Potter. Let's say the first one, the Baal HaKaira, even though he stopped and did something Mishuna, but if he warned the second one and told him, listen, I'm stopping, you be careful, and he didn't listen, so then he's Potter. If I warned you, it's not called I was Mazik you, it's called Iyu Diyazik Anafshe. What about Hoya Baal Chavius Rishon, or Baal Kaira Achron? Nishpura Chavius Bekaira is Chayif. If the Baal Chavius was going first, and the Baal Kaira was going second, and now the Baal Kaira went too fast and bumped into the Baal Chavius, therefore the Baal HaKaira is Chayiv, because it's his fault where he bumped in and broke the first one's barrel. What about the Omad Baal Chavius? Let's say the first one carrying the barrel just stopped, then Potter, and the one in the back came bumping into him and broke the Chavius, so the second one, the Baal HaKaira is Potter, because he didn't do anything abnormal, he had a right to walk. But the Omad Baal Kaira Amoid, if the first one carrying the barrel knows he has to stop now, and he warns the second guy in back and tells him, stop, I have to stop, so you be careful, and then he doesn't stop and he breaks the first one's barrel, is chayiv. V'chein, the same halacha applies, zebo b'nero, zebo b'fishtonai. Same thing if two people walk in Rishus Rabin, and one has a nair of fire, and one has pishtin flax, the same halachas apply. If one bumps into the other, the first one, the second one, that if you're not doing anything wrong, then you're potter. He didn't live alone yesterday. Now the Gemara says, "Boi minei Rabba Banosim Rav Huna." Rabba Banosim asked a question from Rav Huna. Hamazik es ishtoi v'tashmish hamita maho. When a man is living with his wife, and b'shas tashmish he does damage to her, he hurts her, goes in too hard, he gives her a hezek, he damages her. So what's the halacha now? Does he have to pay her or not? Kivon de brishus kovid potter. Since he has the right to live with her, to be with her, he's doing something brishus, he didn't have intentions of doing a maisa mazik, he should be potter. Or duma maybe no, the husband has to be more careful and watch himself. And if he wasn't careful enough that he hurt his wife, maybe he has to pay, even though he's doing it brishus. Omalei, so Rav Huna answered back, Tinisu, we learned in our Mishnah that says, Shel izer rishus lahalich, ol izer rishus lahalich. In the ratio, when both have a right to walk, a person carrying a beam and a person carrying a chavis, and they're both walking normally, and the Baal HaKaira breaks the beam, so he says, potter, because when you're doing something brishus, you're potter. So here also, since the husband has a right to live with his wife, if by accident he hurt her, he's potter. Omar Rava, Rava says back, kal v'chayim, I have a kal v'chayim, another, you should be chayiv. That what, ma yar, Mother, the famous case that Torah talks about when somebody goes into a forest and he kills somebody else b'shoigeg, that shazel l'rishus soy nichnas. The first one going into the forest is like he has permission to go in there. V'zel l'rishus soy nichnas. The second one also has a right to go into the forest. Nas l'kimisha nichnas l'rishus chaveira v'chayiv. Still, if you go in there and you chop wood there and your wood goes flying off and kills somebody, we say y'chayiv golis, you have a chayiv. And so over here, here the husband, like going into his wife, he's like going into her rishus. So isn't it l'kol shechein, isn't it for sure that the husband should be chayiv? Because he's going into her life, so it's like into her rishus, for sure the husband now should have been more careful, and therefore the husband should be chayiv. Ela rather, for the markashia, l'hokitoni, but still our Mishnah says, shelizer rishus lahalich, or lizer rishus lahalich. The Mishnah still says a svara that when two people have a right to walk through the Rishus Rabin and one does damage to the other, he's potter. When you're doing something Rishus, you're potter. So here also, Vishas Tashmash Amitah Gafot, you're still doing it Rishus, so you should be potter. She answered back, Hosom Tavaya Ki Adodi Ninu. I'll tell you, over there, they're both equally. Like Rashi says, the top Rashi, Shneyem Shovim Bishmirosom. When the beam goes into the barrel and breaks the barrel, it's considered both of them are helping along with this damage. Even the first one with the barrel is also helping along. Like the fact you went a drop slower, so the one in the back, his beam went into you, but you helped along with the breaking of it. Therefore, they're potter, because both did it together. But Hoch over here, when the husband does damage to his wife, Iyuki Ovid Maisa. He, the husband, is doing a maisa b'shas tashmish. When he comes in to us, consider he's doing the action. For the Marakash, is that true? For he loy, and she's not doing anything. You want to say, well, she's just sitting there, not doing anything. So therefore, you're telling me a chilek that now when the husband does damage to her, the husband is chayiv. I've looked, see if the pasuk says, v'nichrusu hanefasha soisois mikerav amam. That when they do a ma'aseh znus, a venacious ish lives with another man, and she does it for rotzon, so she's chayiv misa. And the Torah says, v'nichrusu hanefashois. Both of them have a chayiv misa. Like Rashi says, the noyef and the noyef is the mashma. Both of them have a chayiv misa, a chayiv misa. So the question is, if the ish is not doing anything, so why is she chayiv misa? So the chur from this pasuk it's mashma that it is considered she's doing an action also. So Gemara says like this: Hano letavayu islu. That's not true. They both have enjoyment from the ma'isa tashmish, the ma'isa avera. They're both having enjoyment. And for the avera shabai, the reason why you chayiv misa is because since you're having enjoyment for this type of biznus, for that you chayiv misa. But as far as an action goes, iyu ma'isa hu de kovid. It's only considered like the husband is doing the ma'isa and not the isha. The isha is a svar of karka olam. That's why we say by isha she doesn't have the chiyuv of yaharug v'al yavor, because she's only karka olam. She's not doing an action. True, if it's done the isha, she's chayiv misa because of the enjoyment she had. But over here, again, to the ma'isa mazik, it's considered the husband is doing the ma'isa mazik by himself. She is not doing anything. Therefore, that's rava svara that avada the husband is chayiv. The husband should have been more careful, and if he does damage to his wife, he's chayiv. Then the Mishnah says, "So you bal kaver rishon." Let's say the one carrying the beam went first. Omer Reshlokis said, we had a halacha before, that what's going to be in the case of shtei porus? You have two porus, two cows. Rishus Rabin. Achas revutza v'achas maleches. One is lying down doing a dover mishuna. You're not supposed to be lying down in the middle of Rishus Rabin. And the second cow is walking normally. Now it depends. If the one that's walking normally gave a kick and did damage to the one that's lying down, is Ptura. So that was always Reshlokesh Svara, that since the first one did a Maisa Mishuna by lying down, and now Bo Acherman also does a Maisa Mishuna, it's Tam, that's Mishuna, therefore he holds Tam as Potter in such a case. What about the opposite way? If Revutsa B'Maleches, the one that was lying down now stretched out his foot and gave a kick to the one that's going normally, so the one that's going normally did not do any Dover Mishuna yet, so therefore Chayevis, then the one that's lying down, he's doing the Mice of Keren, he's Chayev Bechatzi Nezek. That's what Shlokesh Svara. That whoever did a Mishuna first, the Bo'acha Mishuna Bo'ah, the second one is Potter. The Gemara says, Leinu Mesayle. Let's say I have a proof from our Mishnah. It says now Mishnah, Ho Yobal Kever Rishon. If the one carrying the beam was going first, Obal Chov Yisachron. And the one carrying the barrel was going secondly. So it depends. Nishpura Chov Yisbekoira, Potter. Mashma, the second guy, went a little bit faster. The one carrying his barrel went a little bit faster and knocked into the beam. Therefore, the Balakaira is Potter. But the Imamad Balakaira, let's say the first one stood still. He did a Dov and Mashuni, not supposed to stop in the middle of Rishas Rabin, but the first one stopped. So then Chayiv, then the first one is Chayiv. Now the Gemara says, for Yehocho di Kerevutza v'maleches domi. Here it's like the Revutza, like the Balakaira, that stopped, that did a Dov and Mishuna, he's like the animal that was Revutza, lying down, and gave the kick for Malechus, the one that's walking, dummy. Uktani Chayiv, and it says over here, Yechayiv. That should be a right to Resh Lakish, that even though one guy is doing a Dov and Mishuna, but if he kicks another person, he's like a Chayiv. Yeah. The Rashi says, it's about Chayiv Shoma, because the first one that stopped now, heavy Mishuna. He's doing something Mishuna, because it's not a derech to stop and rest in the middle of Rishus Rabin. That's a riot to Resh Lakish, that even though you did a Dover Mishuna, but if you kick somebody else, you're chayiv. So Gemara asks the question, V'tizbra, is this a good reasoning, good svara? Ha siyua boi, V'tizbra ha siyua boi, is this a good proof? Loi mistaya, not only the loi mistaya, you're not bringing a good proof, not only you're not bringing a good proof, Ela makshe nami kasha. I even have a kasha. What's going on now? There's a kasha here. Because taimo de viato. Why do you say that the one that's revus is chayiv? Only because he kicked the one that was going. He did a ma'isa mazik. Yeah, taimo de viato. Why does Rishlokesh say the one that was lying down when he kicks? He's chayav because he did a ma'aseh mazik. He kicked. Hohuska memela pota. Mashma, the other one received his damage. Memela had be pota. Zrashim hohuska memela mahalechas bravusa. Mashma, if the one that was walking by accident or tripped over the one that's ravutza, then it be pota. It's only if the ravutza, the one lying, gives a kick, does the ma'aseh mazik, then he's chayav. But if the one that's walking just hurts himself over the ravutza without a kick, then he's pota. Now, and now Mishnah says, if the first one, the Bala courage, just stops, and the Mela now, the Bala Chavius comes and like trips, bumps into the beam, so the Bala Chavius is, the Bala courage is Chayiv. So it's not a Raya, it's a Kashan Rishlokish. For the Marvah Masnissin, the Mela. Our Mishnah is on the Mela. Now what happened? The one that holding the beam stopped. And now the second one, the one that holding the barrel, came bumping into him. So how did he get damaged? It was like the balakura happened in Mela. Ukatoni chayiv still. Our Mishnah says it's chayiv. So Mar says like this. I tell you, Masnissin, our Mishnah is talking about the poska liurcha kishalda. The Mishnah is talking about where this beam is namish going straight across the whole Rishus Rabbim. So Rashi Masnissin the poska koira liurcha kishalda shoyer roishel liroicha baderech hilkach afinu Mela chayiv sheinderech lebalachovis lintois. We're talking about a case here where the beam, the one that's holding the beam, his beam was going straight across the Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, when he stops, now anybody that comes into him, he's chayiv for that damage. Because the person, other people walking are not mechuyev to walk on the side of Rosh Hashanah. They have a right to walk straight through the Rosh Hashanah. So if you're blocking up the whole Rosh Hashanah, that's why here it's worse. That's why here you're chayiv. But hawk over here, kagoin derovo b'chagisam. Here, Rosh Lakish is talking about when one poor is lying down on the Rosh Hashanah, he's Ravutz, he's lying down on the side though. It's on one side of Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, it's like this. The one that's Malechus, the other cow, if he trips over this one and gets damaged, he's Potter. Because he boil el eskuya be the Gisa. The cow should have walked on the other side of the Rosh Hashanah. There is another path, another way to walk through. So therefore, only Rosh Lakish says when the Ravutz of the one lying down gives the kick, is Bato, the Malechas, then he's Chayiv, that's Karen. But if he doesn't give a kick, just the one that's walking, by mistakes, walks over him and trips and hurts himself, so it's his fault, it's you, the Azakan Avshay. You shouldn't have walked over the animal, you should have walked on the side. Therefore, there's no Kasha to Rosh Lakish. But our Mishnah is talking about that the one that's holding the beam, when he stops, he's holding the beam in a way that's covering the whole Rosh Hashanah. So there's no way for the other people to walk. Therefore, if they walk into him, that's why he's chayiv. The balakir is chayiv. Versus Ella, safe with the masnisa and the saddle of Rosh Lakish. But rather, I bring you a proof from the sefer of our Mishnah. Tiktoni says in the sefer of our Mishnah, ho yo bal chavius rishon. Let's say the one that's carrying the barrel was going first. U balakir achron, the one carrying the beam was going second. Nishpero chavius bekoro. Now the chavius broke with the koro is chayiv. That means the second guy, the one that's carrying the beam, went a little bit faster and went into the barrel and broke it. Therefore, it's chayiv. But the imamad bal chavis, let's say the first one carrying the barrel, he stops, which is mishuna, potter. Then when the second one comes into him, he's potter. Now, v'hoch over here, the kemalechet bravutza domi, it's like the one that's walking or kicked the ravutza, the one that's lying down. Uketani potter, it says that it's a potter. So, here's the riot, Rosh Lakish. The moment you're back of his potter, the author of the Malechus writes, there's one that's walking like, gave a kick to Ravutza, and it says that he's potter. That's why the first one stopped. And that's when the Balachovi stopped, he did a Dava Mishuna. And now the Balakura came into him, that's called the first one did a Dava Mishuna. Or Boacha Mishuna Boas Potter. So Mar says maybe like this, Masnisin ki urche komaski. Maybe still there's no proof. And now Mishnah, the reason why he's potter is because the second one, Mamish, was going normally. He was carrying the beam, and he has a right to walk. The first guy stopped suddenly, so I'm not at fault. He shouldn't have stopped. I have a right to walk. Maybe over here is still different. In Rosh Lakish's case, though, when what happened, one animal was lying on the floor, and the second animal came and gave him a kick, maybe still he should be chayiv. Because omelei, because the balo, the one that's revutza, could say to the one that was walking, nehid yislocha rishus lizgui olai, true, you have a right to walk over me, like maybe my animal has no right to lie down in the Rishus Rabbim. So if I'm blocking the path, True, your animal has a right to walk over my animal. But levute bi lestocha reshusa. But maybe who gives you permission to kick my animal? Like Rish Lakish is talking about the Chiddush, that if one animal lies down with Shusaravim, and the second animal comes and gives it a kick, does a Maisa Keren, a Maisa Mazik, still is Pata? Because if it didn't Svara, so whoever did a Dava Mishuna first, or Boach HaVashinu, Bo is Pata. So that Svara you don't see in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah here, when the first Baal HaChov Yit stopped, true, he did a Dava Mishuna. But the one in back of him, when he came walking in with his beam to break it, he didn't do a Dava Mishuna. He was doing normally. He was walking normally. He couldn't make a short stop like the first one made. That's why the second one is Pata. But maybe in the case where the animal is walking over the Revutza and gives him a kick, who gave you permission to kick the animal? That's a Maisa Mazik. So from now, Mishnah, you do not have a proof to Resh Lakish. So it's a Mishnah. Shnayim Shoyim Halchim Rishus Rabim. Two people was walking through the Rishus Rabim. Echad Rots V'Echad Malach. One was running and one was walking. Or Shoyim Shnayim Rotsim. Else two of them were running. Vezikul Zeh Zeh. And one hurt the other one. Shnayim Peturim. Still they're both Potter. Paisas and Rishus Rabim, it's a derech to walk, to run. You have a right to go there. When you're doing something for Rishus, it's not cool that they did damage to you. That's my derech of walking. Therefore, I'm Potter. Zemar says, the Chura Masnitzim, the like Yisi ben Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not like Yisi ben Yehuda. The Tanya would learn like this. Yisi ben Yehuda Weimer. Rots Chayim Evnei Shu Mishuna. If somebody is running through the Rishus Rabim and he does damage to somebody else, then he's Chayim. Because you have no right to run through the Rishus Rabim. That's a Dava Mishuna. But Umaydi Isi, but Isi agrees that the error of Shabbos ben Ashmashois Shu Pata. If somebody's walking home right before Shabbos to make Shabbos, so then you have a right to run through the Rishus Rabim. That's called you running Rishus. Then if you do damage, you're Pata. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, halacha ki Isi ben Yud. We take a pasuk like this, that right before Shabbos, then you have a right to walk through the Rishus Rabim. But on normal times, you have no right to run through Rishus Rabim. For the Gemara, Miyam Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, say like this, I've Omer Rabbi Yechanan, look at Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yechanan usually says, we pass like a Stam Mishnah. And our Mishnah says, Lutanan, Echad Rots V'Echad Nahalach, if one person is running and one person is walking, they're both Potter. So, Chur, from our Mishnah, it's Mashma, that you have a right to run through Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. Or Yishor Yishneim Rots V'Turin. So, Chur, it's not like Yisi Ben Yudah. So, how come Rabbi Yechanan passes like Yisi Ben Yudah? So, more answers, I'll tell you our Mishnah also. Masnissim, Berah Shabbos Ben Ashmoshes. Maybe our Mishnah is also talking about Ben Ashmoshes right before Shabbos. Then the person has a right to run through Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. So the Gemara Minai, what's the proof? What do you say that for? What's the Raya Mishnah talking like that? Because the Mishnah says, it says one is running and one is walking. Then it says, Loishoy Shneim Rotsim Pturim. For the Gemara Asul Amali, what do I have to have the second case? That they're both running. Hash to Echad Rots V'Echad Malach Pata, Madach, if only one person is running and the other one is walking and they collide into one another. You tell me they're both Pata. So you see, the running has a permission. Shneim Rotsim Iboi. So when they're both running and they collide into one another, for sure they're Pata. So what does the Mishnah have to say a second case for? Elohachikom. This is what the Mishnah means to teach us. Echad Rots V'Echad Malach Pata. When is that though? When do you have a right to run? The Nedavar Mamurim V'Erev Shabbos Ben Ashmoshes. Only Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos. You're in a rush to be in the Kabbalah Shabbos, then you have a right to run. Avo b'choyol, for in the middle of the weekday, then it depends. If it's Echad Rots V'Echad Malach Chayiv, then Shaka Yubi Chayiv, the one that's running is doing a Dava Mishunam, you have no right to run through the Shasaravim, Yubi Chayiv. But what's going to be? Shnayim Rotsim, they're both doing a Dava Mishunah, then Afila B'chayol Pturim, you can't blame one more than the other. They're both doing a Dava Mishunah, they're both Bifot. Omamai, what we just said before, that Umayda Isi agrees that Be'er of Shabbos, Ben HaShemoshos, Shu Potter, Bifnei Shirotz B'Rishus, for the Gemara, Be'er of Shabbos, my B'Rishus Ika. What kind of Rishus is there? What's so special about Be'er of Shabbos that you're allowed to run? So Gemara answers, Kedah Rabbi Chanina, like Rabbi Chanina, the Yom Rabbi